questions. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now 25 seconds into the second hour of worldwide transmission against tyranny. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us in our search for the truth. All right, I've had several questions in the last hour that will be so lengthy, I'll have to, at the bottom of this hour, in 30 minutes, I will answer the question for the father who wants to wake his two sons up, how the counterculture is controlled and meant to get them into very destructive lifestyles so the social architects can get control of them. The last caller wanted me to talk about the origin of the Masons and the Babylon mystery religions. And so I've written a note here on both those questions. I'll cover those for about 5 minutes apiece. And again, I'm not the final authority on this. You need to research it yourself. Coming up in about 30 minutes. I do want to continue with your phone calls today. It's Friday, wide open phones. And I want to get more into Chinese, begin to worry U.S. military. Bush keeps low profile at Pope John Paul II's funeral. I also want to get into former lawmaker decries Patriot Act and a big meeting they had in Florida, Bob Barr. Homeland Security picks Total Information Awareness Champion as a new spy chief. Man arrested and cuffed for using $2 bills. They said that, well, might be Al-Qaeda. And granddaughter yanks grandma's feeding tube of a woman who's not even in a vegetative state. That's how they operate. Good news on San Francisco trying to restrict free speech on the Internet for now, but it shows what they're trying to do. And much, much more coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Let us now go ahead and speak to David in Delaware. Welcome, David.
Yes, sir, Alex. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
I'm the gentleman's been trying to get all these videos into the libraries here in Delaware also from you and also the Power Hour.
I commend you.
Thank you. I called in yesterday and spoke to the gentleman at your office, and I don't know if you got the message or not about the shooting here in Delaware and Maryland.
I did hear about that. There was another shooting. There's been quite a few lately. Tell us
all
about it.
Well, this one here was two dead. I think there's four wounded. They started in Seaford, Delaware. They end up going south as far as Salisbury, Maryland, where he got caught about 45 minutes later. It was close to some of the schools. They had school lockdowns in Delaware and Maryland, both. And it was on from 8-something or 9-something that morning until about noon is when they unlocked everything. And DEMA was FEMA. They were involved in it. If anybody wants that information, I have that number here. It's a www.doe.state.ce.us/programs/.
Yeah, nobody will be able to write that down. I'll tell you what, email it to me and I'll try to post it.
Okay.
So how did you learn that FEMA was involved?
Well, I've got the newspaper in front of me right now. And also a certain amount of information has been on the news, but I didn't know anything about FEMA until I seen the newspaper itself.
FEMA was helping coordinate.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The federal government.
Yes, yes.
And you have someone out shooting. It's an emergency. Well, they've said under a red alert, all of our rights are stripped and we can't even leave our homes.
And plus, this gentleman was 22-year-old. He killed a dog also. And then he shot and killed two people, and I think there's four wounded. The gentleman's 22-year-old.
I bet money he's on
He's probably on drugs.
Prozac or something.
And plus, he threatened the judge. The judge told him he was going to put him out or take care of him. The man told him he was going to take care of him. So he's in jail. They're not going to put him on no bond or anything. Well, they ought to execute the guy anyway, start with, if he killed that many people. But another thing is, I have a 230-page booklet on the images of Washington, D.C. If anybody wants that number, I don't know if it's in existence now, but it's through the Jerry Henson, H-E-N-S-O-N. And they used to have a number with a 405.
We got a break, sir.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, that's too bad. We had a Helga from Germany calling, and I was going to skip everybody and go to her because I knew a Helga here in Austin, Texas, who was so freaked out. She lived here since the end of World War II, that she moved back to Germany. And I was wondering if that was the same Helga who was calling in, but she just hung up literally 10 seconds before I went to her. Helga, if you can get back in on the phone lines, I don't know if we have any open lines. 1-800-259-9231, we'll go right to you. Even if you're not the Helga I knew, who was real active here in Austin up until she moved away about 6 months ago. Be nice to hear from Helga again if that was the same Helga. We have a bunch of phone calls here, and I want to go to them. I also want to take your calls, and some callers have brought up some important questions that I haven't had time to get to yet. Namely, how the government creates phony counterculture to try to manipulate society. Because they know we're naturally rebellious to authority, so they create fake rebellions that they steer and manipulate. That's coming up. Plus, the caller wanted to know about the history of the Masons and their occult connections. So I'm getting to that later as well. But suspect in Maryland, Delaware shootings had warrant. Suspect charged in fatal Maryland, Delaware shooting spree was wanted on a warrant. Investigators at the scene of a fatal shooting are taking photographs and trying to find out just how it all happened. A man charged with murder after allegedly donning a bulletproof vest and tearing through two states on an apparent random shooting spree was wanted on a warrant related to 2004 shooting incident, authorities said. Allison Lamont Norman, 22, of Seaford, Delaware, was arrested Thursday after a series of shootings left two dead and four wounded along a bloody trail from Laurel, Delaware, to Salisbury, Maryland, and they locked everything down as a total police state. The violence erupted one day after a warrant was issued for Norman's arrest when he failed to appear in Wicomico County Circuit Court on charges of related to gunfire at a shopping center and convenience store in Del Mar last October. Why wasn't he in jail? It's like this guy who up there in Minnesota said, I'm going to kill people, and made illustrations about it and had an MSN personal account, a website on MSN saying, I want to kill people. But his dad, or his grandfather, excuse me, was a high-level, almost a police chief, like a deputy police chief, and so nothing could be done to him. But you write a fictitious story about zombies attacking an imaginary school listing no real names, and they go, you threatened people with the undead. We're charging you as a terrorist. See how that works? Or Davis Rourke, state attorney for the county, said Norman had at least one drug-related felony conviction in Delaware. Norman is known in Delaware. Law enforcement. Oh, really? But he's out. What is it, in Texas, a murderer spends an average of 4.5 years in prison? And that's near the national average, but there's people for marijuana convictions who serve more on average, because they make good workers. A murderer doesn't in your prison industries, but a good little pothead does. Very, very interesting. Plus, they got to release the violent offenders to continue to create the crises. It's an actual formula. Also, there isn't prison crowding. What they'll do is zoom in on a few county jails that are overcrowded as the processing centers for the giant prisons everywhere. There's only, a few jails and law enforcement centers compared to, the processing centers compared to all the warehouses, the prisons. And the average person out there goes, good, make them criminals work. Take their cable TV and their hot tubs away. They don't have cable TV and hot tubs, folks. And make them work. Yeah, competing against you for an average of 20 cents an hour. Millions of them. Again, you got to think things through here. Make them criminals work and pay their way. They don't pay their way. You pay for it. Then a private industry gets to build a factory next door and make nothing but pure profits for themselves, displacing law-abiding citizens. All right, now I'm ranting. But there's so much other news here I want to get to. But let's just, and I'm going to go to your, folks, I'm giving each caller no more than 90 seconds because I got to get to everybody here. Helga's back from Deutschland. Helga, welcome from Germany. Is this the Helga I know?
Yes, yes, yes. But I'm in Germany. I'm calling you because I'm so
Germany
glad to hear
calling.
You.
Germany calling.
I can listen to you anytime I want to. And I do a lot. My phone bill is over $100. But anyway, what I heard today on the army station that comes from Heidelberg is that the Pope is in three coffins, right? The first one. The second one, now that's what they said on the radio, is made out of lead and has a skull and bone sign on it.
Excuse me, I misunderstood what you said. What exactly did the radio report?
The radio reported that the Pope is going to be in three different coffins.
Yes.
The one he's being shown. The second one is lead. Even so, I saw in some newspaper today that it's zinc. But anyway, they said it's lead.
The sarcophagus.
And there is a skull and bone on it. That's what they said, skull and bone.
That is incredible. Yeah, I knew he was going to be in three sarcophagus.
Yes.
Sarcophagi. I guess it would be the plural, I'm imagining.
Right. But the skull and bone, if you have any way of researching it, that's what they said on the radio. It's the army station that comes from Heidelberg. And that's what they said.
Why would you have that symbol of death your coffin?
The Holy See, right? Skull and bones, the pirates, the Lord. It would be it's all...
Well, my new film, Details, Helga, how that's really the group that runs all the major organizations is this worldwide brotherhood or order of death. And
yeah.
We know about Skull and Bones uses the symbol.
And then I saw all those criminals, arch criminals of the world, all together sitting there. You know, that's it, right? That's the order of death. Anyway, I'm so glad to talk to you, and As I say, I listen to you almost daily.
How do you like being back in your homeland?
Let's see. It looks a little different color, but we have practically the same thing passing. You know, passport, toll road. We are now being frightened with fine dust. That's the newest thing. And that's why, you know, there shouldn't be so many cars, and they have to pay for a special filter. And they shouldn't be using their cars, and we have to extend the zone where you can only walk in the cities. We have that already, but it should be extended. And politics it's so stagnant here that it's like a kindergarten. They just fight with each other. And in the meantime, they have passed the most horrendous thing, which is a law, and it's called HAT-4. And that means if you want to collect unemployment, you have to take any job.
I was going to bring that up where they told the 25-year-old woman.
Yeah, and when I heard this, I heard this also on this Heidelberg, and I heard it from you too. And I told this to the people here, and they said, I said, that must be a joke. They said, no, that's probably not a joke.
She said, I'll take a job bussing tables, and she has a software computer engineering degree.
Yeah.
And they said, you've got a, the pimp called, and they said, you got to take the job or we take you off your unemployment.
Yeah.
You got to go service 10 men a day.
I met a poor man in front of some building, where you look for work. Well, I don't know exactly what it's called right now in English. But anyway, he was almost in tears. He said that he had been working construction all his life, and now he has this work in an office. And he said, you know, I don't know how to spell. And I said, did you tell him that? And he said, no, I didn't dare to tell him. I was ashamed.
What did they do? Pass laws with more regulations on who can be a construction worker?
No. He was a construction worker, and got put into an office. No, they're just now with this new law, they can practically also branch out from so-called social jobs, which would be hospital, kitchen, and so on, you know, et cetera. They can now use that for, who knows, you know, maybe you can open up a factory here and get €1. They get paid €1. They get paid their rent, but it has to be a certain measurement of apartment. If it's too big, they have to move. Then they're paid, you know, electric and all those, even telephone, but only if they don't make too many phone calls, if they don't take, too much electricity, and if they don't have too much of a heat bill.
So it's a total
control program, and I said, why in the hell would anybody want to accept this? But, you know, we have then the people come from Russia, the people come from the Ukraine, we have Turks here, it's amazing, the city is full of it. And, it's pretty much the same, it's a little different color, but it's pretty much the same. And when I saw that today in Rome, I said, you know, the New World Order is everywhere just the same. And I don't even know what to say about it.
Well, Helga, it was a pleasure hearing from you. Miss seeing you at different events. And
I'll be back in August.
All right. Well, hope to see you then.
Okay.
Thank you, Helga. Take care. I kept her a little bit longer, but old friend. We'll come back and go straight to your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue with your phone calls, and there's a big news blitz coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead and go next to, I guess it would be Will in Virginia, then Joan and others. Will, welcome.
Thank you, sir. I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the cause of liberty. I recommend your films to everybody. I've got them. I copy them. I got your new one on order. Just wanted to mention a favorite phrase of a friend of mine who says that the biggest scam our government has pulled on us is to make us think that they are incompetent.
No, I agree. Oh, they're idiots. They're buffoons. They're nincompoops. The New York Times. Oh, they just don't know what they're doing. No, they ordered the CIA to lie and put out false reports. That's admitted. Then Bush gets up on the stand and goes, how dare the CIA? You're bad. You lied to me.
And then they turn around and give them awards and promote them. Yep.
I mean, how dumb do they think we are?
We're dumb, I think.
Yeah, people aren't even so much dumb as they're just not focused. You know, they're not looking around them. They're just thinking about themselves. Well, if you really think about yourself and care about yourself, folks, you'll get informed because you're being psychologically, physically, in many cases, economically, spiritually raped by the globalists. Anything else?
No, that's all. Just thanks for being there.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for being there. Joan in Florida. Welcome, Joan.
Hi, Alex. Two things real quick. One, when Helga just called in on the radio, I heard a list of a few items that would be buried with the Pope, and one of them was skull and bones. They actually said I only heard it once. So Helga's definitely probably right.
Well, the most powerful elite secret society on Earth that is behind every group we look at is this Order of Death group.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I detail in the new film. Folks, mm-hmm. I've done years of study on this. This has the... We know what they're doing.
Okay. The other thing was, I was watching Imus in the Morning, and he had a fellow on, David Kirby. He's written a book, Evidence of Harm, Mercury in Vaccines and Autism Epidemic and a Medical Controversy. Excellent interview. I got the book. I just got it the other day. He's been a contributor to the New York Times for 8 years, where he writes articles about science and health.
What is the spin that they didn't mean it accidentally? They
No. For closed meetings of the FDA, CDC, and drug companies to the mysterious rider inside the 2002 Homeland Security Bill.
Oh, so out of the gates it mentions the 2000 meeting where the FDA, and we've read this. This has been in ABC News. We have the documents, though. I wouldn't give this to my own grandson. This is deadly. Millions have been damaged. We got to cover this up.
Well, anyhow, no, this is definitely an excellent book. It's quite lengthy.
Well, yeah, you just mentioned that it talks about the secret meetings, yeah.
Right. And
they know, by the way, Joan, as you know, they took it out of most of the vaccines, but with the flu shots and a few of the others that they give children and others, they more than quadrupled it to 250 times safe levels per injection.
That's
There's
right.
no reason to increase it to that level.
That's right. And the it's well documented, plus it also helps people go to websites.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Joan. Why, if they didn't even need that much thimerosal as a preservative, why would they then radically increase it when they are being sued over this?
I know. It's just horrible. And here in Tampa, we have the, Cancer Center, Moffitt. The other day, it came out on the news. It only hit the news twice. 150 times the amount of radiation was given to 70 people. And they found all but 12 of them or something.
Was this part of a test?
No. People were going in there for radiation treatment, and somebody set the machine improperly.
Oh, yeah. You got there in that area of Florida. They got one of, what, five machines? That huge mega thing that looks like a big old 1950s rendition of a laser beam?
Mm-hmm.
Some of that big giant machine that's like three floors? And it just aims one little, I forget the name of it, I know that.
Well, anyhow, it administers the radiation treatment, and it was 150 times the amount of exposure. Then a couple hours later, on the news, it came back on and said, oh no, it was only 50 times the amount.
Oh, no problem.
And a few of the people did die, but they were going to die anyhow.
Thank you for the call, my dear. I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't a government op. I mean, in the 1950s, they would take the pregnant wives of GIs and tell them, now, if you don't feel well, honey, you come in here to the clinic. They'd have film cameras ready. They give the woman uranium and plutonium pills as vitamins. We're going to kill your baby, honey. She'd take the pills. Day later, violent miscarriage. They'd be there running film cameras. I mean, folks, this is Joseph Mengele stuff. Just some innocent woman.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me cover an important smattering, frankly, a cornucopia of news, and then I'll go back to the loaded phone lines here on this Friday edition. Now 34 minutes, well, it's actually 33 seconds, 45 seconds into this hour. Now here, well into the bottom of the hour. Let me just try to answer a couple questions first. Important questions. A caller early in the last hour ask me, Alex, I've got a 13 and a 15-year-old. It's two different sons, and they're getting a little bit rebellious, and I'm divorced, and they live with their mother, but they know about 9/11, and I've shown them your film, some of your films, and I'm trying to explain to them that the counterculture that they're slipping into is not rebellious, is not counterculture, and that it's controlled. And I could talk for hours about this. This is such an important subject. And there's so many people I could speak to on this, you know, to the parents, just from my study of the New World Order, to the young men, the young women out there as well. But first off, I want to say this to the young men. genetically in your coding, the way God designed you, you were meant, after you enter into puberty and testosterone starts pumping through your veins, to become more aggressive. And instinctively, you will want to rebel. You will want to basically start down a road that causes you to leave your hut or to leave your nest, to leave the cave. In our more natural times, around 13 or 14, you usually left the hut and went and built your own bachelor's hut. And then began hunting parties on your own, began courting around 15, generally, other females from the tribe. You began being involved in going on raiding parties. It's all sociology. And that's what the globalists study, and they target you. They know what you're going through right now at this key time. And back when this country was better, we tried to channel it through things like sports, ritualized combat, ritualized hunting. Now that's become perverted and turned into basically a way of life and a cult. But there is a place for it. You know, it's better than out fist fighting and guzzling beer and getting in fights at bonfires and carousing. And they take that and they pervert it. They send army recruiters in when you're 14 years old to trick you when you're 16 to sign a commitment for when you're 18. And they tell you, don't you want to be a warrior? Don't you want to be tough? Well, your parents tell you not to. Well, you're going to be powerful. Why, you've seen the movies, haven't you? This is what they say. That's one way they trick you. And I'm not saying, you know, if the government said we're going to have a state-by-state draft by the governor, who can, by the way, draft for emergencies. Oh, yeah, that's constitutional. The feds can't. For the southern or northern border, I'd say go join it. But if you get into the military, they're going to inject you with experimental vaccines. It's a felony every time they do it. You're supposed to give them consent. And that's come out in federal courts. They still do it. They're going to use you as guinea pigs. They're going to have you breathe depleted uranium and then give you no treatment for it when you get sick. They're going to lie to you, and it's not in the fine print. Nebulous, in a nebulous fashion it is, but it's not clear. They'll keep you in for three tours in Iraq, when even in Vietnam you only had to serve one tour for 11 months. World War II, 22 missions in your B-17. I know my grandfather in the Air Corps in Italy, that's all he had to do. And then he was on the ground as a mechanic working on them. Just every basic rule and contract with the soldier has been broken. So don't be fooled by that. That's a big threat. Crime. Hollywood plays up crime. Makes it look reckless and powerful and cool and gives you this archetypal signet image of, you know, the drug dealer in his Escalade rolling. And one of the most powerful things Hollywood does is, in a tribal natural situation, the intelligent, smart, strong male gets the best female, or in many primitive cultures, females. And women went for men who were intelligent and dynamic and who were physical while at the same time intelligent. But after the 60s, and the CIA set this up with Gloria Steinem and many others, Timothy Leary, it's all come out, they were government agents. And then now today, with a lot of the out-of-control hip-hop culture and the rock and roll culture, the rest of it, they show you these images of these movies, these teenage movies, you know, the beach movies, whatever, you know, the weekend party movies, where the guy that gets all the girls is stupid, he's shallow, but he dresses in whatever the fashion is, he's reckless, he gets in trouble a lot, his pants are hanging down around his knees. He's a moron. He makes jokes about everything. And so young males go out and try to simulate that. They think that's going to attain females. And that's their subconscious drive. Really just their coding, what they call the subconscious. Just the hardware of the brain. And so they go out and simulate what they see in the movies and in the videos on TV. And it doesn't happen. They don't get the female. or the females aren't attracted to them, and they get frustrated, and they think, well, I better act like more of an idiot, and then I'll get the females. And you still don't get the females. Let me tell you what the females want. Females want strong, intelligent men who can provide for them. And conversely, women are told, hey, women, you're slaves of your men. You need to be running things. You need to have the professional job. You need to be on top. You need to have the power. Gloria Steinem admits she was a CIA officer, CIA-funded Miss Magazine. She even wrote this in one of her books. This is only one little piece, okay? I go for hours on this. Because by design, the social architect said, the state can't get control of the family and the children because 80% of women aren't working. It was a low-class thing if a woman had to work, and boy, if the man didn't work, but we're talking about, that was really embarrassing. And if a woman had to go take a job, that was a sign the family wasn't doing so well. Now, I'm not saying if a woman wants to fly airplanes and wants to be a CEO and wants to do all this, that they can do as good a job or better in some cases. The point is that you don't have the culture pushing and driving and setting up a tax system and a school system and a quota system like they're doing in the Scandinavian countries where you got to have, 40% females at your business, or they just shut it down. And then so something happened in the last 25, 30 years. These women went out. The men were emasculated. They picked up on the other propaganda, didn't act like men, which drove the equation of women not liking men. And then women went out and got the jobs, and they're totally unhappy. After 35, their clock goes crazy. I mean, I know a lot of fertility doctors. I mean, they are turning patients away. These women are doing everything, surgeries, implantations, give me a baby, implanting their eggs and their husband's sperm in other women, paying hundreds of thousands, millions in some cases. They've got to have a baby because they're not fulfilled, folks. Men and women are one creature. Seriously. The human species, Homo sapiens sapiens, is not a man and is not a woman. It is the union. That is the species. We are one creature. Did you know that? It is a symbiotic relationship. And a woman will tell you all day she wants to dominate you, but women are not happy. In fact, there's an aberration of this. Women, there's an aberration. The bad boy, the guy that's mean to them in school. Usually the best-looking, hottest girl is going out with him. And usually they grow up and get out of it. What a woman really wants is a strong man who takes care of them and empowers them and loves them and cherishes them. And women just love that. And that's what these 40-year-old women who've made $1 million want. Man, they are going crazy. They want it. They just melt when they finally get it, if they're lucky enough. That's not how it's supposed to work. But it's not women's fault. It's not men's fault. It's the other side of the equation. The men are acting like idiots. Men think laying down and groveling to a cop and being a coward is cool, but they'll get mad at you if you look at them wrong in a gas station parking lot and stick their chest out as they waddle out with a case of beer to go watch the football game. Men aren't real men. They don't stand up for their family. They don't have morals. They don't have honor. They're not politically involved. They think being a man is watching football games and being part of a simulated tribal war. And again, it's so complex. I could talk for hours about this subject, but here's other examples. Hollywood plays up drugs. Drugs are cool. Drugs are fun. Drugs are neat. Drugs are what the rebels take. Cigarettes are what the rebels smoke. Meanwhile, the propaganda is, but arrest anybody that's using these drugs. And they've done this in Europe. They put up billboards saying smoking kills you, it's bad, stop it, and smoking doubled after the 10-year campaign. It's artificial rebellion. Or resistance. And so they come out and they go, it's rebellious. Go have sex with their same sex. It's rebellious. It's the cool thing, I better do it. Oh my goodness. Or they tell you, it's rebellious to not believe in God, and that's the really cool thing to do, and then people pick up on it. Or, it's really cool to cuss at your teachers, and, and it's really cool to hang out in gangs, and it's really cool to sneak out your window. No, it's really cool. Let me just tell the young men this. You start dressing conservatively. You start being quiet. You start thinking about politics and science and society, and you go join the debating club, you'll have more women knocking on your door than you ever imagined. Again, you're not going to be a successful male acting like an idiot. That is the opposite of what women want. Some young, stupid women think that what the media is telling them is what they should go get, and they're never happy with it. So again, it's all about setting up your own hut, and they've taken that and made it where we don't even have money in the society in many cases for you to do that. And let me tell you this: every parent tells their child, "Oh, I made all these mistakes. My parents told me I didn't see they were right until I was older." They know you're going to develop. You're automatically insecure when you're young. You're automatically learning about the world. You're automatically questioning things. And you just got to take your time. You've got to develop. I mean, as you mature, as you get older, and this is a lifelong process, as you become confident, it's such a wonderful thing. So stay in school. Go to the gym after school. Get a job. Work till 10 o'clock at night. Put money in the bank. Another thing is, parents let their children hang out with bad influences. And a way to talk to your children, a way to really get through to them, and this is what I've seen with really successful families, this is what men are supposed to do. Men don't spend time with their son, take him to a baseball game. They do that too. But most of the time is going for a hike with them when they're really little and talking to them about the nature of the world and how the world really works. And explaining to them that getting involved in reckless things will destroy them and teaching them about the dangers of the world. That's what a man does with his sons and daughters. He counsels them. Mothers do that. And you got to give them some autonomy at the same time, but just explain the nature of the world to them. Don't tell them you're bad, you're in trouble, and then don't give them any information. You've got to invest and spend time and then encourage them when they have discussions with you and when they learn new things and when they become interested in history. And the most important thing you can do, because young people, again, it wasn't always this way. So many people did respect their parents, did believe in their parents, and there was that mutual respect. And those are the most successful people you see, the astronauts, the top doctors, the scientists. I mean, my dad, when he was 13, they trusted him so much, they'd let him get on a bus and go to Houston for the summer and work. Because my dad was so good and so respectful. But that's how people were back then. The young men would carry their rifles and shotguns and handguns right into school, put them in their locker to go shooting after class. My dad lived in a pretty big town. Big cities were like that. People were disciplined to a greater extent. And you see that discipline going out the window, but the discipline was giving the people value in the discipline, showing them how it was strengthening them. But the most important point here, and there's hundreds, so I'd spend 5 minutes on this and look how much time I've already spent. The most important thing is you got to sit your children down by the time they're about 10 years old and explain to them the history of the Republic, the dark times that came, explain to them how the system's gone bad, explain to them how the media is there wanting to get them caught in their clutches, that they're sold these vices so they can become institutionalized, and that the government wants them to be rebellious so that they can capture them and put them in the juvenile hall, put them on welfare, put them on Prozac. And I think the most important thing is not letting them watch television and teaching them about television. And I think the most important thing is very young, putting them in sports and on the swim team and again, having a garden, taking your children to the park every day, no matter if you as an adult, and this is what mammals have always done, I mean, even crocodiles do it, if you have to work yourself to death to provide for those children so one of the parents can stay home to protect them, protect the nest, especially when they're little bitty, then you have to do it. That means, men, if you have to work 18 hours a day to provide, and I don't mean $100 shoes and big screen TVs, I mean to provide good private school education or homeschooling. I mean to provide them with everything they need. Men, you are to kill yourselves working for your family if need be. I mean you are to, that's figurative, folks, you are to do everything. That is your job, not spending $500 on Super Bowl tickets. Now, that's what you're supposed to do, and if you follow God's law and the code that God gave us, it's just our genetics. If you do that, you will be empowered, you will be happy, and your children will turn out good. If not, they'll be destroyed.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Just saying about family. This is what the philosophers said as well, the founding fathers. This is just, I mean, this has been figured out. Okay. Another thing is, look, they know you're going to be rebellious after puberty, men and women. And so the globalists are very good at manipulating those feelings and misdirecting you into unnatural avenues to destroy you, to get you into their clutches, to make you dependent on the state. I mean, are we surprised that the average young person in this country watches 4.5 hours of TV a day? The average adult, 3.5 hours? I mean, the television is raising your children. teaching them how men behave, how women are supposed to behave, then we wonder why we have so many problems. You get out of a computer what you put into it, and that's what our brains are. And described by a scientist as a computer that a spirit controls, and that's your soul. There's something else there. And, folks, there's nothing more precious than your children. A byproduct of this self-centered society is that people, you know, they don't care about their children as much as they should. And the children don't care about them when they're old and euthanize them. We're in trouble. The family is unraveling all around us. Illegitimacy is exploding in every racial group. I see it around me. It is an implosion. And the children see the people at school who were cool because they follow the TV's model of how you should look and how you should dress and how you should act. And then your poor children feel inadequate and pathetic, and that's what Madison Avenue wants, so then they'll go buy their products. But I assure you, you start doing things your way and being clean-cut and strong and focused, and when you really stop caring, young people, so much about the, quote, cool people. Most of them are desperately unhappy, sad individuals. You need to be strong and worry about being strong, and then you will be strong, and then people will like you. It isn't about putting on a front. It isn't about behaving in a way. It's about being. And I think that starts with... And let me tell you, you know, if you're around teenagers, young people, they're being mean to you, and all, don't go along with it. Stop hanging around with those people. Go hang out with the nerds. Or, you know, go hang out with people you'd never think were, quote, cool. Because those are the people that are going to be successful. You see that so much. The people that, you know, aren't successful socially in high school become successful later in life. I was so wild that I didn't even care about being successful. And that's why I was, quote, successful in that little petty world. And so many people go to their school reunions and live in the past and are obsessed with it. People that were cool. I mean, that's really sick, folks. The rest of your life comes after high school. You know, it isn't high school. And so that's my message to young people, and it's an important message, and I've made these observations over the years. And so just do what your daddy tells you, and be strong, and know that your parents love you so much, it tears your heart, it tears their heart out. It's just the love that a parent has for their children. Just it is unlike anything that you could ever imagine as being the child. It's much stronger. I think parents love their children a lot more than the children love them. Especially when they get older. And then later you'll love your parents as much as they love you. All right, that's enough preaching. We'll go straight to your calls in the next hour. Then I'll get into the Masons and all this other news. People being arrested for trying to use $2 bills to buy things. People are so insane and dumbed down. Before we end this hour, martial law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State is now out on DVD. It won't be seen if you don't get it and make copies. Please help me get this out to people. My best film. It's an incredible 9/11 video. It also covers the police state and the occult elite. Call toll free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order via Infowars.com or hard copy. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch the whole film in its entirety, all my other videos, and my book and everything else. 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. Third hour, totally jam-packed, continues as we defend freedom.